Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hello, Mindy? Where are you?
Oh, coming, Guy Raz! Oh, excuse me, pigeons. Just gonna scooch by you. Excuse me. Pardon me. Oh. Hey, there, Roz.
Mindy, what are all these pigeons doing in your house?
Oh, Reggie's just having a little get-together with a few of his closest friends. Don't worry, they're all vaccinated. Oh, where's the bathroom? Oh, just poop anywhere. Make yourself at home. Pigeons.
A small get-together? There must be over 100 pigeons in here.
Well, pigeons are very social animals, Guy Raz. Reggie invited the pigeons in his flock, and then those pigeons invited the pigeons from other flocks, and I guess it just got a little out of control. Oh, look, they've got a karaoke machine.
What in the... is that?
You up for a duet, Guy Raz?
Maybe later. Right now, we've got a show to do.
Oh, yeah. Fill the bird feeders!
Spin the disco ball!
And get ready to shake your tail feather in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Toppling the Patriarchy, it's...
2 Whats and a Wow!
Wowzers, it's time for another high-flying round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is pigeons. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about pigeons. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other 2, just a couple of made up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about pigeons is the true scientific wow? Is it A, pigeons can lay up to 8 eggs at one time?
Or is it B, some pigeons are pink?
Or is it C, pigeons sleep with one eye open?
When you think you have the answer, say it in Pigeonese.
We're going to give you a quick break to give you a chance to think. And when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! as you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, time is up. It's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about pigeons and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? Pigeons can lay up to 8 eggs at one time.
Or was it B? Some pigeons are pink.
Or was it C? Pigeons sleep with one eye open.
Joining us by phone with the answer to today's question, it's Eleanor from California. Eleanor, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Eleanor, and I live in Los Angeles, California. My wow in the world is that there's such a thing as a pink pigeon. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Winner, winner, bird seed for dinner!
Eleanor, that is correct. Contestants, if you guessed the answer B, that some pigeons are pink, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
Pink pigeons are native to Mauritius, an island nation off the coast of Madagascar. So even if you live somewhere with a lot of pigeons, it's pretty unlikely that you'll see a pink one.
And if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. Pigeons usually only lay 2 eggs at a time, but they can lay eggs up to 6 times a year. That means they can have up to 12 sweet little pigeon chicks each year.
And if you chose C, pigeons might not sleep with one eye open, but ducks sometimes do. It helps them to literally keep an eye out for predators even while they're sleeping. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Mindy, today all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible can of worms? What?
Whether you're going fishing or just want an afternoon snack, just open a can of worms.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Bird Bingo.
Birds live just about anywhere, from the North Pole to Antarctica.
And there are different kinds of birds in different parts of the world.
We challenge you to notice what kind of birds live near you. What do they look and sound like?
When you find 5 different types of birds, B-I-N-G-O, you've got bird bingo. And don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all we have for today. But until next time,
keep on wowing.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Alishaba Itoop and Marianne Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.